The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
But first, two very important questions. Have you ever tried to stack marbles while wearing boxing gloves? Also, did you know that marigolds and geraniums hate each other?
Absolutely.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, folks, just a couple of fun facts to start your day. I have a very special guest today. As you know, on Miracle Mondays, we try to have someone on who believes in miracles, who's maybe experienced some miracles, whose life itself is a miracle. Today, I am thrilled to have in the studio with me, all the way from Pasadena, California, Che Ahn, A-H-N. How do I describe Che Ahn? He's the founder and president of Harvest International Ministry, a worldwide apostolic network of churches in over 60 nations. My goodness. He's also the international chancellor of Wagner University. He's received his master's and doctorate in ministry from Fuller Theological Seminary. He's written many books. He's been married for 40 years to his wife, Sue. They have four adult children, six grandchildren. I think that says it all. Che Ahn, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. What an honor to be on your show.
Listen, it's my honor to have you. I've known you for many, many years. You haven't known of me, but I've known of your ministries. What was the one with fire in the title? I can't remember or Teen Mania or what was it? Was something you did here in New York like 12 or 13
years
ago.
Well, we did The Call New York.
That's what it was.
The Call New York.
And it was The Call New York.
Yeah, 2001.
That's, you know what? 2001?
Yeah, after 9/11.
That is 18 years ago.
Yeah, and it's interesting because initially we came to mobilize the pastors, actually, they were very, very rude. They said, we don't need The Call to come in. And then after 9/11 hit, they said, we need to gather together and have a solemn assembly. We need to come together and repent of our sins. And before we knew it, over 100,000 people showed up in Flushing Meadow. So
the fact that is 18 years ago completely blows my mind.
Yeah, it's been
18 because I spoke briefly. I was on the stage. And I remember being amazed at the crowd. It was a huge crowd.
Right.
And I grew up in Flushing Meadow. I mean, I grew up a couple of miles from there. And we would, as a kid, growing up in Queens, New York, I would hang out there. And so to see thousands and thousands of people, then that's when I met you. But for folks who know nothing about you, what is your story? How long have you been, by the way, in Pasadena?
Well, I moved in 1984, but I grew up in Washington, D.C., in Montgomery County, Maryland, so the suburbs of D.C.
Yeah.
My father was the first Korean Southern Baptist pastor in North America, so he immigrated in 1958.
From Korea?
From Korea, South Korea. There was no Korean Southern Baptist Church in the United States. He was the first one, and so they wanted him in the nation's capital. There was a handful of Korean students who were studying at Georgetown, George Washington Catholic University, to help rebuild Korea after the Korean War, which ended in 53. Actually, it was a ceasefire that took place. And so they wanted the Korean government wanted the top students to learn public policy, how to do government, and to rebuild Korea. And so there were around 200 students in Washington, D.C., but they wanted a Baptist pastor. There was a Presbyterian church, there was a Methodist, but not a Southern Baptist. And it was like my dad won the lotto. He applied and he got the job because it was so hard to immigrate. I mean, it's hard now, but back in 58, to immigrate to the United States, it was almost impossible because the U.S. government realized there was no Korean Southern Baptist Church.
So you were born here?
No. Here's the problem. We had a visa problem. So my sister, my mother, and I, we were separated from my dad for 3 years. And so finally, after 3 years, during my formative years, so almost when I was five, then we got the visa to come to the United States. And so, to say the least, when I saw my dad, I couldn't recognize him because, you know, I was just 2 years old when he left.
People have no idea what others go through. I mean, when you describe that and how many people want to come to America. But, I mean, the idea that your father is a Southern Baptist preacher.
Yes.
In America.
Well, he passed away, but he was a pioneer.
No, I mean,
yeah.
But in those days that he's from Korea.
Right.
And so so you were raised in the faith, in the Christian faith.
Well, I was, but I rejected Christianity very early on because of two things. You know, there was no kids in my Sunday school. It was just students, college students. And so there was no families. There was no other kids my age. And then I went to an elementary school, Forest Grove Elementary School. And my sister and I were the only two people of color in an all-white elementary school. And now, if you go to that school, it's very, very diverse. But back in those days, it wasn't until the fifth grade I remember someone of color coming in. And so there were no other Asians, no African Americans, no Hispanic. And so we stood out. And so I got in fights all the time because people were calling me Chink, even though I'm not Chinese. That's a derogative term for Chinese. And Jap, even though I wasn't Japanese. You know, by the way, I have a little joke. I say you could tell the difference between a Chinese, Japanese, and a Korean. If you see a rich-looking Asian, they're Chinese. Smart-looking Asian, they're Japanese. But if you see a handsome-looking Asian, he's Korean. So
that's
how.
Ha!
Yeah, so anyway.
Take that.
Yeah, so anyway.
Man.
But I got in fights all the time, and I wanted to be so accepted. And plus, my parents were working day and night just to survive in America. And so as a result of that, my craving for acceptance and to be popular led me into the whole hippie drug culture of the late 60s and early 70s. I joke I may have been the first Korean hippie in North America because I never met anyone. I stopped cutting my hair for 3.5 years. And my dad is freaking out. He doesn't know what's going on. And by the time I'm 15, I'm doing everything under the sun. Heavy drug user, cocaine, heroin, LSD. By the time I'm 17, I'm pushing drugs to support my habit. And so I was totally out of control. But one thing my parents did was pray for me. And I would really want to encourage people not to stop praying no matter how bad it looks. Because the Bible says in Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus, and you and your family will be saved. And so my parents prayed me into the kingdom, and so I'm here by the grace of God. Got radically saved at a Deep Purple concert. So that gives you a little clue
Wait
where I was at.
Wait a minute. You got saved at a Deep Purple concert?
Yeah, in May 1973. They were just touring with Smoke on the Water, new song that came out in 72, and they were touring in 73. And it was at the Baltimore Civic Center. I mean, the concert, 15,000 tickets sold out in 2 hours. They were the number one band in America at that time. And during the intermission, I had an encounter with God where the Lord spoke to me for the first time. I'm not talking about audibly, in the small, still voice, because I was having this for 2 weeks, this visitation from the Lord Jesus, without anyone witnessing to me. That's why I'm
now,
saying
when you,
the power.
When you say that, because people are listening, and I'm really one of them, like you, thinking, what do you mean by that? I mean, here you are. You know, you're a teenager, right?
Right.
You are big time into drugs, and you're selling drugs. You go to a Deep Purple concert. Now, you say that for 2 weeks up to that, God had been somehow communicating with you or visiting you. What do you mean specifically?
Okay, so 2 weeks before, I'm at my friend's house. We're at a party. Just guys bonging on marijuana and smoking and drinking beer, nothing heavy. It yeah. wasn't like we were tripping on acid or anything. But I was so just bored because I was just doing that every day. It was just so monotonous, you know, day in, day out, just getting high. So I went to another room, and I was into Zen Buddhism at that time, just experimenting with Eastern religion.
Right.
So I went to the room just to go through my chant, and after saying the stupid chant, I was saying it incessantly for almost a year, and finally I just said, you know what, this is the stupidest thing I've ever done. I said that to myself. I got nothing out of it, Eric.
And Jesus so, said, duh.
Yeah, right.
No, what? Come on.
No, but this is how he said that. So I said, God. I said this audibly, by the way. No one was in the room. I said, God, I don't even know if you exist. But if you do exist, if my parents, what they told me is true, that there's a heaven and a hell. Well, I don't want to go to hell if there is a hell, but I don't know. So reveal yourself to me. So I was expecting him to show me if he does exist in the days ahead. But as soon as I prayed that, right there in the party, the presence of God came all over me. And I started to weep because I felt so much love and peace envelop me.
Alone in the room.
And I was sobbing. And I knew it was Jesus. I just knew because I just prayed. If what my parents told me as a Christian pastor, if Jesus is the way, if there is a heaven and a hell. And so I thought I was having some kind of emotional breakdown. But it lasted for 3 days. Every day that presence came on me and I would just start weeping. And I said, what is going on? No one witnessed to me.
Are you kidding?
No.
Now, hold on, because we're going to go to a break. Jay On is my guest. It's Miracle Monday. I love these kind of stories. We'll be right back with the rest of the story, and there's plenty more. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
How was the doctor?
Not what I expected. I have arthritis.
What? How can I help?
Well, the doctor gave me a rundown on what to know and what to do, and also mentioned a symptom tracking app called Arthritis Power. It can help me and the doc manage my arthritis better.
Well, great. Let's download it from the App Store. Arthritis Power?
Yep, it sounds easy. I just have to answer questions about my pain and other symptoms once a week. It only takes a few minutes. The doctor says that seeing my symptoms over time in this app can help us understand how my arthritis is responding to treatment.
That's cool. Now don't forget to use it, old man. You'll be helping yourself and your doctor.
Old man? And what does that make you then?
If you have arthritis, download Arthritis Power. Arthritis Power is from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its patient community, Creaky Joints. Your information is protected, and there's never a cost. In fact, you could even be paid for participating in research surveys about arthritis. For more information, go to arthritispower.org or search for Arthritis Power in your app store.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know I use it. I rave about it. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. I love that. Bed sheets, so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Now, remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. You've got to enter the promo code Eric or Metaxas. That's the key. Eric or Metaxas, 800-978-3057. 800-978-3057. Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's the Carpenters if you're scoring at home. I'm talking to Che Ahn. It's spelled C-H-E and the last name A-H-N. It's a Korean name. Che, I've been aware of you for many years, but it's Ken Fish, our mutual friend who's been on this program many, many times, who connected us recently. And I was just so thrilled that you were in New York and you could do this. And we're talking to you about your life story, and it's amazing. You just were telling us about what, there's no other way to describe it, a miracle. I mean, because so many people are longing for this, including me. You know, I'm always praying because there's nothing more amazing when God reveals himself. And you say, why does he reveal himself to other people? Why not to me? Why can't I have this experience? So you're talking about some amazing experiences that you said for 3 days in a row.
Right.
You feel this supernatural presence of Jesus.
Of course, I didn't know what I was going through at that time, but now looking back, I knew it was the presence of the Holy Spirit. But still, I didn't change. I still did the drugs. I still slept around. I was just in total sin and rebellion. And so now, 2 weeks later, I'm at a Deep Purple concert. And my best friend stood in line to buy the ticket. So we had the best house, best seat in the house, like at the Baltimore Civic Center, third row, center stage.
Whoa.
And so, you know, there was another band, Rory Gallagher from Georgia, played beforehand, and then there was intermission. During the intermission, I'm thinking about this encounter I had, the 3 days of presence and revelation of Jesus and weeping, and yet here I'm partying at the Deep Purple concert. And so two guys came up to me during the intermission. I thought they were trying to crash my friend's seat because I was saving seats for them as they're walking around trying to pick up some girls. And so I'm saving their seat. And he sits down right next to me. So I leaned over to tell him these seats are taken. But before I could get one word out, he says to me, I know what you're thinking about. You think you're right with God, but you're not. If you really want to follow him, you have to show that you really mean about following him. And Eric, my hair stood on the edge. I didn't know who they were. I don't know if they were angels to radical Christians giving me a prophetic word.
People just show up. They seem to know what you're thinking and what you're going through.
Yeah, to this day, I don't know. But it's so
To this day, you don't know.
I don't know who they were. It rocked me. And I cried out to God, okay, God, what do you want me to do? And I heard the inner voice of God, throw away your drugs, leave this concert, and follow me.
Wait a minute. So you are alone. You're guarding your friend's seats.
Right.
Two guys come up to you, and they look like they're part of the scene there.
Exactly.
And so we're guessing either it was angels.
Right.
Or it was two young men that got a powerful prophetic word from God to come and talk to you.
Right.
Now, and it was right.
It was right on because I was thinking about God during the intermission. I was thinking about the encounter I had just 2 weeks before.
So did you were they there when this other stuff happened, or did they say this and walk away? And then
they just got up and walked away. And then my friends came back. Deep Purple came on with Smoke on the Water, the first song. Smoke's pouring out of the stage. Lights are flashing. The crowd, 15,000, run up to the front, and I'm trapped. And God spoke to me just a few minutes before, throw away your drugs, leave this concert. So I could rationalize and say, I'm stuck. I can't leave this concert. There's a wall of people. But I heard his voice so clear, I knew I had to fight through the sea of people. I had to intentionally, and this was my repentance, I had to repent by throwing away my drugs, leaving the auditorium, the Civic Center, and following him. And Eric, that was the last time I did drugs. I was instantly delivered from drug addiction, and God's my witness, I've never gone back, never backslid, and never, you know, compromised.
And look, you did some serious drugs. We're
yes.
not talking just about weed. You're talking about LSD. I mean, to drop acid
right.
and to do heroin.
Well, that's what most of my friends thought I had flipped out on drugs.
Well, I was going to say that's a logical conclusion. It's like you're seeing things.
Yeah, but they said, you know, you'll be back after a few weeks, and
yeah.
sure enough, 49 years later. I'm
yeah,
in more love with Jesus today, yeah.
Acid flashbacks do not cure you of drug addiction.
No, it doesn't.
Only God can cure you
exactly.
of drug addiction. I mean, seriously, Che, that's amazing.
I thank God for my parents' prayers. Of course, my grandmother is praying for me. She passed away a few years ago at the age of 101. And Eric, if your grandmother's praying for you, you don't have a chance. You will get radically
saved. Everybody says that. Well, let me tell you, we need to know that miracles are real. You're sitting here, you know, you're rational, you're not making this up. And people need to know this stuff happens. And I think part of the reason they need to know is they need to know it could happen to them.
Right.
And God wants to speak to them. But they also need to know you can pray for somebody and stuff happens. God hears your prayers. You just don't know when, how. I mean, as your parents are praying for you, they you know, probably, you know, they sometimes think like, when is it, God, are you ever going to do anything?
Exactly.
And then this happens. Did you go to your parents and tell them what happened?
Well, yeah, I did. And my dad didn't believe me because I was such a con artist. I was such a liar, pathological. I was just constantly lying to get out of my drug bust and
yeah.
getting caught. And I said to myself, how could I show my dad I really have given my heart to Jesus Christ? And I heard the Lord say, get a haircut. I hadn't cut my hair in 3.5 years.
Now, when you say you heard the Lord say get a haircut, do you mean you hear an audible voice?
No. Inner voice, because this was not on my radar. I know when God's speaking to me because I'm not even thinking about it. I'm not even thinking. 3.5 years and not getting a haircut?
You see, Jay, the reason yeah. I ask these questions is because I'm fascinated with how God speaks to people, because I think a lot of times Christians, they talk about it as though everybody knows, and I think, you know, when somebody says God spoke to me, get a haircut, because I've had miracles too where God says something or whatever, and you want to know, how did that happen? How is that different from my inner thoughts?
Well, you know,
and it has to be different from your
right.
inner thoughts. And
well,
for me, when I have it, sometimes I'll have an inner thought, but it will be like highlighted by the Holy Spirit. It's not like my normal thoughts.
Right.
And then other times, like you're saying, it comes out of nowhere. It's, you know, you don't think I should get a haircut. It's like it's this like foreign thing enters your brain.
But one of the things I ask myself, and now I teach on this, is that if you're sensing a prophetic word or you receive a prophetic word, how do you know it's of God and not your own thought or imagination or
yeah.
someone is missing it? Number one, you need to be able to die to that word. Number one, just lay it on the altar. If this is of God, then he's going to bring it to pass. But if you are invested into seeing it come to pass, you may start moving the arm of the flesh and trying to make that word, prophetic word, come to pass.
And we see Christians do that all the time,
yeah.
which is why I think so many people are skeptical of all the stuff we're talking about, because they have seen people do it wrong, and they've seen people do
right.
what we Christians call it in the flesh. In other words, it's that person's will. I've heard millions of times people come up to me and say, I think God said this. And I think, you know what? I don't think God said that to you.
Right.
And the fact that you're saying God said that to you, that's sin. You better
yeah.
be careful when you say God said.
Exactly.
Because it better be God.
But secondly, you have to ask yourself, what does the Bible have to say about it? But if the Bible is silent, you have to ask yourself this other question. Am I going to be more Christ-like by moving in this direction? And getting a haircut was being Christ-like for my dad, because my dad didn't understand, and so it was honoring to him. So when I got my haircut, he said, I believe. Okay, something's happened to you.
Well, I mean, the Scripture commands us to honor our mother and our father. Commands
exactly.
us.
Exactly.
And so anything we can do to honor our parents is of God. There's no
right.
question about that. And you knew your father disapproved of your hair at the time.
Right.
And as a way of honoring him and showing him that.
Absolutely.
I mean, that is powerful. And so I'm guessing, I think you just said it, that it did speak to him. He did realize
right.
this is not a joke.
So I realized I did hear from the Lord. It wasn't just, you know, my own imagination. Again, it was not on my radar at all.
Yeah.
And so I'm so glad I did and got reconciled with my dad. And see, I think the fruit of the Christian walk is that, you know, was it an acid trip? No, because now you know, here I am married 40 years and a beautiful wife, four adult children. All of them are serving Jesus. Three of them are full-time ministers and six grandchildren. I see the fruit of that decision to make Jesus the Lord of my life. It's been so amazing, so blessed. Not that we don't go through trials and problems and difficult times, but I feel so blessed in the midst of all the difficult times.
Well, it's amazing. Well, let's continue with the story. So you're a young man. You have this experience. You cut your hair. You leave off drugs, sleeping around. Now what?
Well, on top of that, I was a high school dropout. And so that is the unpardonable sin for an Asian immigrant to come to the United States.
Can I tell you, my parents are immigrants from the old country, and I know exactly what you
know. I mean,
about.
They grilled into us. You have to be a straight-A student. You had to be the top of your class. And my sister was valedictorian. She ended up going to Smith College. My brother was top of his class.
Nobody is fiercer and academically ambitious and smarter than the Koreans, except, I got to say this, the Greeks. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah. And especially if you're a Greek immigrant, because your parents are going to just really pound into you.
They don't want you serving rice pudding for the rest of your life.
Right, exactly. So, so my brother, he went to Duke. He's a medical doctor. My sister was smarter. She went to Johns Hopkins and married a doctor. And so anyway, but for me, I was a high school dropout, Eric. And so you can imagine the shame. They were just absolutely confused. And so the next thing I did was I went back to school, and I had to catch up because I was so far behind because of, you know, all my drug days, you know, and my brain was fried on LSD. And I would joke, my vocabulary was reduced to one word, wow.
Oh, my gosh. All right,
and I was so brilliant, I could say it backwards.
We are going to go to a break. This is Miracle Monday, folks. We got a lot. We haven't scratched the surface. Don't go away.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump is attacking Hillary Clinton for suggesting Democratic presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian agent. At a cabinet meeting this morning, the president said Gabbard is not a Russian agent. Clinton appeared to call Gabbard the favorite of the Russians in a recent interview, saying she believes the Russians have got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third-party candidate. Strong storms that moved through Tennessee knocked down trees and power lines and also caused minor damage at Memphis International Airport. That was all earlier this morning. Overnight, a tornado caused extensive damage in Dallas. And today, one person was confirmed dead in Arkansas as the storms moved to the northeast. On Wall Street, the NASDAQ ahead by 65 points. That's a gain of more than 0.75%. This is SRN News.
Okay, so you have tax debt. Maybe you owe $10,000, $50,000, or a whole lot more. But did you know the IRS is literally giving away billions of dollars in tax relief? Now's your chance to finally take advantage of these generous IRS programs and resolve your tax debt for less than what you owe. Call Stop IRS Debt now. Our top-rated reduction system maximizes these tax savings and protects you from IRS collections fast. It's in our name. Stop collection calls. Stop the nasty letters. Stop the bank levies and stop those crippling wage garnishments. Have you waited years to file your tax returns? Or maybe you're already in a payment plan or under audit. You can still save money. Call Stop IRS Debt now and check what savings you qualify for. You may uncover a tax bill thousands less than what you owe. We have an A rating with the Better Business Bureau and hundreds of five-star reviews because our system works. Call Stop IRS Debt and check for savings now. 800-910-4979. 800-910-4979. 800-910-4979.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black.
Hey there, folks. Why you never you thought that we were having a conversation with Cheyenne.
We were.
But, you know, the conversation with Cheyenne, it's on again, off again. Actually, no, in all seriousness, if we're going to, we've got a long conversation with him, but I said I've got to jump in here, Albin,
yes,
because we've got a couple things I want to mention before we come back with Che. And I got to tell you, I love him so much. I said we got to do both hours with him, but I like, just want to squeeze in a couple of things for people who want to know the news. For example, the Yankees are out.
Ah.
They spent $2 billion yeah, over 10 years, nothing. You know what? I don't look at it that way. They're a great team. And if you don't make, you know, the World Series, I don't take it that way.
Yeah.
Anybody who does, I think they're wrong. But I got to tell you, how about that Altuve? He's about half the size, literally, of Aaron Judge.
Oh, that's true.
And he
yes,
whacked it out of there. Anyway, we just got to mention sports.
Yes.
We also have to mention that tomorrow I'm going to Romania. I don't know why, but I'm going to Romania. You can look on my website. I'm speaking at a thing in Romania this coming week. Then I go to Athens for the weekend. I'll be there with Ken Fish,
wow,
who's been on this program. We'll talk about that in a couple of weeks. But I want to do ministry with Ken Fish. In Greek, the word for fish is psari. So we're gonna call him Okirios Psaros, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
But Ken Fish is going to be. Anyway, I just want to mention that. Go to my website. Pretty soon I'm going to be down in Bradenton, Florida. I'm going to be in Houston doing something. So I want to encourage people to go to my website. I got some huge news yesterday.
Okay.
Well, I've been tweeting. I did a long podcast, and they put it together for an article with the Heritage Foundation. And it's a long article, and I talk about how I came to appreciate this president, because I really used to hate him.
Yeah.
And I talk about that whole process and everything, whatever. And it got a lot of attention on social media. And then yesterday,
yes,
President Trump retweeted it.
Huh?
The president of the United States retweeted the article. It doesn't even mention his name. He's not tagged in it. He retweeted it. When I looked yesterday, it had 4.7 thousand retweets.
Mm.
Thank you, President Trump.
Yes.
Among other, thank you for saving the world, and thank you for retweeting my tweet. But I couldn't believe it. So if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see it. I put it on Facebook. It's actually an important article. I really talk about some things I haven't had a chance to talk about very, very much. Tomorrow, speaking of baseball, we have Daryl Strawberry on the program.
Yes, we do.
Daryl Strawberry. That's an encore, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, okay. But we've got him on the program. We got Alistair McGrath this week. We got so much stuff. We got Dallas Jenkins talking about his new series, The Chosen. And then remember Virginia Prodan from Romania? I thought because I'm going to Romania, while I'm in Romania, I want to play. This is the woman who saved... I mean,
she did.
We're not making this up, folks. Yeah. And Albin, you've been reading the book.
I read the book, and it's she's a one-woman wrecking ball. She brought down Ceausescu. Basically, the story is amazing.
The whole thing is like out of a crazy novel.
It is.
She was in the studio. We're going to air that Wednesday or Thursday.
So Thursday.
And I got to tell you, folks, if you haven't heard it, you're not going to believe it. Tell your friends. But here's the big thing, if you ask me. This woman, after taking down a major communist dictator, this little woman, okay, when you're like in your 20s and you are a nobody in a country where the dictator's in charge and you're a nobody, she, I mean, with a courage I've never seen. And so then she comes to America and she becomes a lawyer for the Alliance Defending Freedom.
Yes.
Guess who we're doing a fundraiser for right now?
ADF.
The Alliance Defending Freedom. And this amazing woman, if you want to hear like what kind of caliber lawyers they have fighting for you at the Supreme Court, which is why I'm begging you, please give to the Alliance of Anger. You basically got to go to MetaxasTalk.com. There's all kinds of stuff there. Or you could just call the phone number. I'll give it to you. But I just want to say before we go to Cheyenne, ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing more important right now than religious liberty in America. Because if you care about religious liberty around the world, in Hong Kong, in China, it has to burn brightly here. The light is dimming dramatically because there are people in America who do not understand religious liberty. They don't understand America or liberty at all. And for good or for ill, they are fighting against religious liberty. So I'll give you an example. In Connecticut, okay, I grew up in Connecticut. A high school student, a young woman, Selena Soule, lost the opportunity to compete in the New England High School Regionals for track and field. Why? Because she missed qualifying by two spots, and those two spots were claimed by two biological males. Do you hear what I'm – do you hear the lunacy of what I'm saying? Let's hear her. She's got a quote. This is Selena Soule, high school champion. Here she is.
The first race that I competed against a transgender athlete was during my freshman year. And once the gun went off, the two transgender athletes took off flying and left all of us girls in the dust. I knew right then and there that some girls would be missing out on great opportunities to succeed and that women could be completely eradicated from their own sports.
Okay, so we have Connecticut government leaders who do not have the guts to stand up to social engineering. No amount of training can change the fact that young men have a physiological advantage over women in some sports. Young women deserve to compete on a level playing field, and forcing female athletes to compete against boys who think or claim they're women is unfair, and it destroys athletic opportunities for women. That's why Alliance Defending Freedom has filed actions on behalf of Selena and other female athletes with the U.S. Department of Education to restore a level playing field. Folks, we need your help. I'm asking you to go to MetaxasTalk.com. This is serious, folks. I hope you understand how serious this is. We want to reward you with all kinds of things. We will do that, but please, we need your help. I'm going to give you the phone number before we get back to Cheon. Here's the phone number, and I'm begging you, you got to do something, please. 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770. This is happening now. We must do something. It's a republic. If you can keep it, can we keep it? Will you help, please? Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, and they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
There's a common assumption about identity theft. A lot of people believe it's just credit card fraud, but credit card fraud isn't the only form of identity theft. If you're just helping protect your identity by monitoring your credit and checking your bank statements, you could miss some forms of identity theft, like your information being sold on the dark web, someone getting an online payday loan in your name, or even someone changing your address without your authorization. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based restoration specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, they can help you see threats that you might otherwise miss by just monitoring your credit. Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year by using promo code SMART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code SMART. That's SMART for an extra 10% off.
Alabama, America, Texas, and I'm sitting here with Che on, and we are talking about miracles. Che, what you're sharing with me, this is exciting to know that, you know, God is still alive and doing crazy, beautiful things in people's lives. There's so many people who kind of think, does God exist? Is he really going to? When you share your story, it encourages me.
Well, thank you.
And so you're telling us that you've had this radical transformation, miraculous. You know it's God. You don't have any doubt. So you go back to high school, again, to honor your father
right.
and mother.
But also, I had this feeling that I was called into vocational ministry.
Ah.
And I realized I had to get an education. I couldn't continue to just say, wow, man, you know, that's cool. You know, just talk like a hippie anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but you know, Eric, what I went through was nothing unusual during that season because millions of teenagers came to know Jesus Christ, many of them very more radical than my conversion. It was called the Jesus People Movement, which historically was from 1967 to 1977. And so one of my friends was a biker for the Hells Angel, murdered a man in Los Angeles. He was a junkie, and God instantly delivered him from heroin addiction. He became a pastor. So that's the kind of transformation we saw during the Jesus People Movement. And so, you know, here I was, you know, I was still a nice guy. I didn't kill anyone. I was doing drugs, partying, but I was totally selfish, of course. But the change I saw with some of my friends during the Jesus People Movement, I know Michael Brown, for example. He's a dear friend of mine as well. I mean,
oh,
he
yeah.
was a heroin addict, you know. And
Michael Brown spoke when I was there 18 years ago, when the call came to Flushing
right.
Meadow, Queens,
there,
New
yeah,
York.
That's right.
I remember he spoke, and then I spoke. And he, I remember hearing him at Times Square Church when I met my wife there and whatever. He used to preach there. But his story, he's been on this program many times. Classic story. The
right.
drugs. And then suddenly, shazam, God
right.
comes into his life. Now, you probably know my friend Greg Laurie. He's been on
yes.
this program times.
Yes.
I mean, it's hard to believe, like, how many people had miraculous Jesus encounters at that time. And of course, Che, we don't need to get to it now because I want to hear the rest of your story. But eventually I want to talk about, you know, there's a hunger that would happen today.
I believe it's going to happen again.
I do as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we need to see the power of God, especially in young people's lives.
Right.
It just, there's nothing to compare to it. And
exactly.
Well, anyway, so let's keep the story going. So you decide suddenly you want to go into ministry.
Yeah, I felt a call. It was probably a year after my conversion when I was 18.
And your siblings became doctors.
Yeah, well, my sister, I used to give drugs to her. You know, here she is at Smith College, top of her class, brilliant. But she didn't know the Lord. And when she came home for summer, she saw the change in my life. She saw me doing dishes for my mom. And so as an Asian male, I didn't do a thing in my home but take out the trash, clean up for my mom. and she knew I had changed. And that's why I try to encourage people, you are a witness whether you like it or not, either for or against Christ, based on your character, your servant's heart. And so she was doing the laundry, and she said, I want what my brother has. That's her prayer. And she encountered Jesus and came to know the Lord in a beautiful way. It was just amazing what happened to her. And then my brother, when he turned 13, which was like a year later on his 13th birthday, I had a chance to just – he had his friends over for his birthday, and I had a chance to share the gospel with his friends and my brother, and they all gave their lives to Jesus Christ. And to this day, one of his best friends just recently thanked me for leading him to the Lord when he was 13 years old. Of course, my brother is in his 50s now, you know, and he's a surgeon for Kaiser. But it's amazing, and it's part of our church. He's still following me as I follow Jesus Christ. I mean, really just came out to California to do his residency and got a great job and plugged into our church.
So you go. Now, of course, your father at this time is a pastor.
Yes.
And you decide, but you're the only kid in your family who decides, I want to go into full-time ministry.
Yeah, which shocked him, of course.
The drug addict, of course, is the one who.
But, you know, one of the last words he said to me before he passed away, he said, son, I love you, which he never did. Growing up, because as Asians, it's just not part of our culture to express love. But he said, son, I love you, and I'm so proud you're a pastor like me. And so that so melted my heart. And so it was just like the reconciliation, you know, it was a Malachi 4, 5, and 6 type of thing where God's turning the hearts of the fathers to the children, hearts of the children to the fathers. And that's, I think, the key to revival for our nation. I think we really need to turn our hearts towards our children and to ask for forgiveness for anything we've done to hurt them. And then the kids need to turn their hearts back to their parents, honor them, obey them, and to really repent. And I believe that could be the spark to see a revival, at least based on Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6.
Man, I guess we just want to kind of continue your story. So you finish high school, and then what? You decide that you're going to go into seminary? What do you do?
Well, no. My dad asked me if I would go to seminary, and I gave him a promise I would. But that would be years later when I went to Fuller in 1984. But I enrolled at University of Maryland because I loved the Bible study I was part of. I was part of a great Bible study with 2,000 kids meeting on a Tuesday night.
What?
Part of the Jesus People movement called TAG, Take and Give. Take what God's given to you and give it away.
I remember TAG.
Yeah,
that was the tail end of TAG in the 80s,
right.
Probably.
Yeah, well, it ended in 1980, but it was very, very strong when I joined in 1974, 75, et cetera, became part of the leadership there. And then that movement became a church planting movement, and I became a pastor in 1979 called Gathering of Believers. That was the name of the community. And I was ordained in 1979, married in 79. And so now I'm in ministry, and then I have this incredible dream in 1982, September the 2nd. And in the dream, an African-American appeared to me, and he says, the Lord's calling you to Los Angeles where there's going to be a great harvest in L.A. And I woke up my wife. I told her the dream. She immediately bore witness. We're talking about 3,000 miles from Washington, D.C. I knew no one in L.A., no relatives, no friends. But we got down on our knees, and we just said, if this is of you, we threw a fleece out. Have my pastor approach me to say, I would like to send you out to plant a church. Where would you like to go? Those are the words I said. If he says something like that, then I'll know it's a sign from you. And sure enough, my pastor took me out to lunch, and he said, I've been sensing that we need to send you out to plant a church. Where would you like to go? And he almost fell out of his chair when I said L.A. because he was thinking like—
anybody I mean, can you believe this stuff? All right, folks, we will continue this extraordinary story. There's so much more with Che on. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Don't go away.
With the billion stars all around, 'cause I got a peaceful, easy feeling.
University professors have been fired for their Christian views. boys are taking awards away from girls because public schools are allowing boys to compete in girls' sports competitions. Bad laws are forcing creative professionals to create and express messages through their art that directly contradict their deeply held beliefs. Hey, folks, this is Eric Metaxas. You may not believe it, but these are actual freedoms being fought for in the courts by my friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. ADF fights these pivotal court battles for free, but they cannot do it without your help. Your tax-deductible gift of $100 will help Alliance Defending Freedom protect your freedom and the freedom of your children and grandchildren. Give securely by clicking the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at MetaxasTalk.com. That's the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at MetaxasTalk.com or call 800-556-2770. That's 800-556-2770. Please help Alliance Defending Freedom today.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Pentagon is considering an option that would keep a small residual U.S. military force in northeast Syria to secure oil fields and continue the fight against ISIS militants. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says, though, he has not made a final decision. At the White House, President Trump is lamenting that he was forced to move next year's Group of Seven summit from his private golf club in Florida after bipartisan criticism that he was trying to profit off the presidency.
We'll look at other locations. I don't think it'll be as exciting. I don't think it'll be as good. It'll cost the country a fortune because it's very expensive. I know France had a budget of many, many millions of dollars. They just did it. They did a great job, by the way.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has failed to form a majority government in parliament. It marks a major setback for the Israeli leader that now plunges the country into a new period of political uncertainty. This is SRN News.
Your family depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, folks, it's Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Che on. Che, we just got to continue the story. So you're telling me, it's what, 1979, 1980, what's the year?
Yeah, 1979, I was ordained. In 1982, I received this prophetic dream.
Okay, so 82, you're married 3 years, you're right. Ordained, and you are in D.C. area.
Yeah, pastoring, loving my job, loving
okay.
The area.
And you're telling me you get one of those dreams. I have had two in my life where you say, this was a freaky God dream. This is nothing like a normal dream. And you said that in the dream, an African-American. Now, why are you going to tell us?
I have no idea.
Have no idea.
I mean, my church in Maryland was predominantly white, and the church I planted became predominantly white with smattering of Asians, you know?
Yeah.
By the way, even though I'm Asian, you know, I tell people I'm like a banana because I may be yellow on the outside, but I'm white culturally. So
right.
I've always pastored a Caucasian congregation predominantly.
Right. Right.
Now, my new church, H Rock Church, Harvest Rock Church, is very multi-ethnic, so yeah. It's very diverse. But I don't know why it was a black man. I wonder two reasons. Maybe he was the angel of Los Angeles because we don't know what.
I was going to say, you always wonder, or when you get to heaven, you'll
yeah,
meet
right,
him.
Yeah, right, exactly. But the other thing is that I got very involved with the African-American community when the riots of 1991-92 took place in L.A. riots.
Okay. So God tells you in a dream and you know it's God, how do you know? In other words, when you have a dream like that,
one of the things I was going to say, you know, we talked about lay it on the altar, and is it based on God's word? What's the word have to say? Of course, God wants us to fulfill the Great Commission, and of course, Christ-like character, it can't be out of selfish ambition. They can't do it out of just your arm of the flesh. This is something that actually was just so overwhelming. In the natural, I wouldn't want to do it because I knew no one in L.A. But this is the fourth thing I share about getting a confirmation, is that you got to have godly counsel. You can't just go out on your own. And so I wanted to bounce this off my parents, Sue's parents. They're both medical doctors in Washington, D.C. And, you know, her mom's a pediatrician. She's still alive, by the way. And so, you know, I thought surely they would say no. Of course, I wanted my pastor to initiate. But all of them said, this is of God. And so they sent us out with their blessing. So I knew it was of the Lord because of the godly counsel, of course, following the word of God. So it wasn't just a dream and going on a dream and saying, man, what you say, I'm just going to do it. I wanted to make sure because I don't want to be deceived either.
Right. Okay, so you obviously move across the country, away from your family.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Huge deal. Yeah, 3,000 miles. And, of course, you know, we left everything behind financially. They put me on salary for 6 months, and then I was on my own. It's trust God or die, basically.
Yeah.
I have three kids at that point. We call it church growth, by the way, because I was only married for like 4 years. We had a child almost every year.
Wow.
And then my daughter was born in California, our California baby, Mary. The honest truth, the first 10 years was absolutely terrible. It was hard because I came out of a very successful church. The church was around 3,000 members, and I thought Bible study of 2,000, the moment I moved to California, it's just going to blow up. But after like a year, we had 20 people, and that included my kids and Lou Engel's kids.
I forgot about Lou Engel. He was at the call, too.
He's a visionary founder of the call.
You know what? That's exactly right. I forgot that. Yeah, it was Lou Engel and you.
But I had to put it together.
Yeah, well, that's okay. The visionaries never put anything together. I think I'm a visionary. Okay, so you struggle, but it's just interesting to me to process this. A lot of times when God speaks, it is tough, and it's why he spoke. In other words, it's to say that when you go through the tough stuff, he made it clear he was behind it.
Absolutely.
So you continue. You don't just go, did I miss God? You knew you didn't miss God.
Yeah, just like
and
Joseph.
So
yeah.
We're going to break here. Actually, we're at the end of an hour. We'll have more with Cheyenne in hour two. Don't go away.